Mr. So Guan Bi Liu Tu. So what did you all do on the first few days just after the British surrender?
We have to wait and hear what they say, you see. So we go back to school and inquire regarding our studies, you see. But anyhow, the teachers were saying that all the teachers went back and we asked them, you see, you can continue your studies if you want to, but this is not English anymore. But this is only Romanized English. They call it Romanized English. It's kind of the Japanese language, but in English, you know. But Romanized, they call it, no? And then we have to learn that way, you know, translated from Japanese wording into, you know, English, you know, wording to guide you to the language of the Japanese, you see, word.
When did you report back to school?
The moment after the war, then you see.
A few days after or a few weeks?
Yeah, a week later, maybe they announce in the paper, they all of them, all those children wants to go back to school, they can report back to their old school first. So I went back to my old school and regarding that, they give us a, oh yes, you can come back to study, but it's not English anymore, but any Romanized Japanese language.
About a week later, you went back to school. What about the concentration center that you mentioned?
Yeah. That one, you know, that one is after the fall. After that, they announced in the radio and the, you know, papers, you know, usually through the radio news, and they say everyone wants to get a special their pass to travel freely around the city. You better go down to your nearest what called place to report and get a pass, because ours, the nearest is Victoria School. You see Jalan Besar, and we walk around from Tessensohn Road to Race Course Road and to Rangoon Road, then come back to Race Course Road, then come out, then we go up to Serangoon Road, and Serangoon Road, then where we go to Kitchener Road. From there to Kitchener Road, we go to Victoria School. That is the nearest we can go. That's the nearest we report. And that's the only one we got to wait and see. You see, everyone will be called out and they'll see who are these people. And they see the younger ones, they let you go off. You see, I'm very small, you know. So you have to, they give you off, let you off. All the elder ones, they don't ask you to go off, is it?
You said that they
always, they publish and as well as announce to the radio, is it? To the, you know, the news and all this. So when you get a job there, and then you can go out freely and show, you see, with any guard around, you know, you got to bow down and they see your pass and you can go off.
Can you roughly remember when they first announced the news that you had to go?
No, usually through those people who went and they said, you must go, you all must go. You know, neighbors and all they say, you know, you must go there and get your pass or else you cannot travel around.
I mean, when was that? Was it a few days after the
surrender? No, after 1 week later.
Also about a week later?
1 week later. Then after that, 1 week later, then you get a pass, then you can go to school. From there, you can go to school.
Did you personally hear the news from the newspaper or from your
friends? Usually it's from these people staying around, our kampung people there, you see, and then the elders will say, oh, they come and tell us to go to that certain place, and we have to follow them, isn't it? And usually these people will tell them what to do, usually.
Is that how you get your news?
Yes,
they will tell us. From your neighbors?
Yeah, that time we are not supposed to, you know, to hear up the radio too much or so, because the Japanese don't like it, you know. And after that, after some time, we have to send in our radio to the police station. Then they seal it. They seal the shortwave band, you know, I mean shortwave. Medium wave, you are here, local, you see. But they will send down to the police station, they seal it. Then you cannot hear the shortwave.
So, when your neighbors came to tell you that you had to go to a concentration center, did they tell you anything else about? I mean,
that is not concentration center. Like they call it obtaining pass or what sort of thing. That they, if you go in, and they will It's quite the same also, they say concentration camp also, but not the camp, but it's a place where you get your pass and you have to wait. And they pick up, you know, there will be a detective around standing there and the Japanese, and you just walk past, you know. And just, you don't have to worry, you walk past, and if the detective say, oh, this one, then he point at that man and his tomb. You know, bad heads, such as bad heads, and such as, you know, civil servicemen and all this. He point at that man, and he's got to go to somewhere else. And I don't know where they go to.
Did you bring anything along with
nothing.
You?
Nothing. I get nothing, I bring nothing. I just only wear my pants and shirt, and that's all. Then we wear the line up, you know, keep on lining up, and they chop, and see, you see. It took a long time. And then the usually this elderly man, he stands around and look, oh, this, the young ones, he just let you off. The younger ones, he let off. Especially those about 25, that at the age of 25, 20, 35, that's the worst age. They all speak.
So what about...
They say they pick up, they say go to work or what, but nothing left.
So who went from the family, who went to the
school? Oh, my young brother. My elder brother did not, because they are afraid. They know that, especially my first brother, you know very well, he's in the civil service, so he did not get out. He's always stuck at home. That's why he did not go out. He did not go out. All the younger ones, myself, my younger brother, yeah, two of us.
Your brothers and your father did not go.
My father very old, so you see, it's all right.
Did the Japanese come to your place to look for them?
No.
The Japanese did not come to your house to call.
No.
To call you.
No, we just volunteered to go there.
How, when you went there, you took the route from Race Course to Serangoon Road. To what did you see along the road when you?
No, very quiet. And looks very deserted all. Nothing else.
Any damages there is?
Oh yes, yes. Quite a lot.
On the way, did you see any Japanese soldiers also?
Yes, yes. The sentries. Everywhere there are sentries and all. No, you're very careful.
Along the road, you mean?
Some of them at certain junctions. Yeah. After that, they already come down, then they release out, they take out all the... All the, you know, the barricade, they call it, no? They used to use barbed wire, and then you got to go through.
When you pass through these sentries, did you have
to... You got to bow down first, you got to bow down, and then it's okay, then you can go off. You see your back, you see your, there's a stamp there, you see?
Before you get the stamp...
No, it's all right, you say we are going there. He said, okay, you can go.
When you reached there, were there...
There are thousands of people there, crowded, full. Thousands of them, full up. You know, you just, you know, walk around, you know, you can't, got no chance to walk around. All Chinese, nothing else. All Chinese, no other
females?
Nation. No female, all boys, all male.
Can you describe for us the boundary of the area where the
All must go into, you know, they call it, that the main thing is that, you see, at the Victoria School there, the fence, there's a gate there. You see, you got to get into the gate, and then you get in from this gate, and you can come out from that other gate. And all of them get in, and then try to line up in such a row that you got to go and get it stamped, you know, you get the pass.
So everyone was gathered within the school compound?
Inside there. I went to get in, you must get out. There's another way out. And then another way out, you get it stamped, and then you can go off.
So nobody were gathering outside the school?
Cannot. You must get in and come out again.
And where was the sort of the point where you had to go and get your...
Exit. There's an exit one in and one out.
Which part of the school? Yeah,
the back gate. There's one back gate here near the Kitchener Road, and there's another gate at the Tyrwhitt Road or the St. King George's, you know, King George's Road there, King George's Road. There also another one. There are actually one gate at King George's Road. The other one at this one is what road is it? In front of Tyrwhitt Road. That's like Tyrwhitt Road in front. And then there's another gate on the Kitchener Road side, three gates.
So where did the Japanese put their...
The Japanese, you know, the guards are all at all the gates there. All the gates there. You cannot come on. Once you get in, you cannot come on. Unless you get a stamp and then you get out.
Do they use any building in the compound as the place where...
Yes. They use the building as the administration office there.
Do you remember which building did they
use? Yes, the Victoria School.
Only one building?
Yes, only one building.
When you went there, was it the very first day of that they just started to...
No, this was second or third day. It lasted for a week, you know. A week.
So you went about the second or
third day. Then we waited 2 days and go on. But anyhow, we were very, very happy that everything done, cleared up.
Why did you choose to go to Victoria School?
This is the nearest to our place. There are so many places, you know, you got to gather. Yeah?
The people that you saw at the center, could you tell us what kind of background were they from mainly?
Practically, usually they ask you to open up a shirt and see, is there any tattoo mark? There's no tattoo mark, then you say it's alright. If there's any tattoo mark, they ask you to move aside. Yeah? And usually, most of them, they see your hand first, your arm, there's no tattoo mark, then you see you're young, okay. The elder one, you see your open out shirt and see. If there's any tattoo mark, that means they ask you to move aside, go to the other corner. Maybe, I don't know where they go to, then I cannot say, you see, because the moment when I go there, I get my pass, I go out. Right?
Were there any lectures given to the whole group?
No lectures, you just only line up, keep on talking to each other and say, you got to get a pass and go out. And they didn't know what is coming to them, actually. At that moment, they don't know what is coming to them.
During the queuing up, did you mix with the people? Did you talk to them?
Yeah, you just talk, just casual, that's all.
So, what was the general atmosphere like in the center?
Tense. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere is all tense. They don't know, maybe his turn is coming up or my turn is coming up. Everyone is tense, you know.
Do you hear any kind of rumors among the people?
No.
Or what will happen to them?
No. They don't know. Actually, they don't know what will happen to them. They don't know. It looks like just like you go to picnic and all, you know, line up for picnic and all, line up for a ferry and going up, you know, this all. Like that. By the time everything is sorted out, you just hear what they have done. We did not know until later.
What was the age range of the people there generally?
Generally is from 10, usually 10 to 12, 10 to 40, 50 like that. The older one don't go.
When you're queuing up to get your pass,
yeah.
Was there any kind of questioning and
no questioning. They only see your hands, your arm, is there any tattoo mark, and then there's one man standing around there folding his arm and it's just see like that. If he don't like you, or maybe, you know, he see you got tattoo mark, he ask you to go somewhere, go to separate it out. You see, usually there's something like, you know, you're one of the secret society men or whatever, you see. But if we got no tattoo mark, then we are clear, eh? Maybe they know it, is it?
And they did all this in the school building?
At the compound, outside. You line up and everyone line up, oh, queuing up. And they come in and go out, and they just think that they get a pass, they can travel freely, you see. But they didn't know that, you see, they are going for these people. Eh?
Was there only one table set up to do all this? Or were there many?
Five or six. Five or six. You see, you got five or six lines, you can go.
So how many Japanese were there altogether doing the...
So one table, one Japanese, one table, one Japanese. And you sit down and look, right? And you look, the other fellows will just stand at you, you know, just get the chop and stop chop at your shirt, right? Sometimes they chop at your shirt, sometimes they chop at your this, you know.
One will look, one will chop.
Yeah.
Or both also Japanese?
Both are Japanese. And the other one is one of them, I don't know, the local people maybe. He's standing around and see.
So one table about three person?
There was no six lines, you know, going in, you know, coming out. And then the two guards at the side. So you see, when you said, oh, this one, he pointed out this one, that man, you see, come over this side and then go the other end. That means he goes in, he don't come out. That means they thought they're going to give him a job. But you know about it. You don't know what is going to happen to him.
Altogether, how many Japanese were there during the, you know?
The supervising, the one, the main one Japanese is sitting down at the corner and look out. And there's the man who used the chop is one of the, you know, the Japanese also, carrying the chop. They chop, and then if the Japanese say, oh, this one, you got to come over this side, come over this side. Especially they see the tattoo mark. They are very, very, you know, very, very important to them, I think. Any tattoo mark, only he asks them to go that side. I notice it because the other, in front of me, there's one man with a tattoo mark all over, and he say, you go that side. That's why I know.
So one Japanese picking, one Japanese chopping, and two Japanese cuts.
Yeah. And yeah, five lines or five six lines, and they just go come and then just chop and go. Right?
Five six lines, but only these two Japanese.
Yeah, this only.
And you said that there's one detective.
They're just like see more or less a detective, or maybe that they're informal or anything like that.
Local people, not Japanese.
It's the local people, I think. They look at them and say, "Oh, this one go."
No questions asked.
No questions asked. When they see you, only they see whether you got anything. They never ask any question. They see only go move. The telltale is the tattoo. The tattoo.
How was the conditions in the school like? Besides
crowded. Oh, messy. Very dirty. The town is very dirty. Very dirty. You know, litter around everywhere. Newspapers everywhere. You know.
You mentioned that there were Japanese guards at the exits.
Yeah.
How many?
Two with a rifle at the entrance, every entrance, and the officer will be sitting down and looking out, and then this in front of them, and they come up, you see, and they just see and they chop, and then you go out. You see.
There were. You imagine that there were three and exits.
Three exits, and then one can go out. Two come in and one can go out.
Two come in, one go out. Mm. So at the near the exit, there was.
You're coming in. One also got two guards.
Two guards.
It's all right. You can stand. Can go in, but cannot come out. You go in, only cannot come out unless you got a chop. Then you come out.
So that table was set near to the exit.
Yeah, that's right.
What? Was your impressions of this Japanese? Yeah. Your impressions of this Japanese?
They don't want to see anything, just keep quiet. They see only and just look at you and then never talk much. They never say a word because we don't know their language, you see.
Did they look fierce or?
Oh, they are army people, you see. That's all.
Were they in uniform?
Yeah, all in uniform.
Did you? Remember their uniform, how it was like?
Oh, they got three stars here. Like red one and three stars. You know, the three stars here, three stars. That's all. And on the collar. No, the other one standing at the gate only got one star or one stripe there. They got one stripe on the collar, you know? The red one. And that is lower. The three star is higher.
How did these guards and the Japanese treat the people in the school?
No, it's the same normal. You just see like what they see, like keep on. They don't even show any signs of violence or anything like that. If they show any signs of violence, it means nobody will go there and get their pass. Right. that's the best part of it. You go there and you just line up and just say, oh, you go this side, you go this side, and then you can go off. So it's like normal, you see. How can you know? It's so you know, so smoothly it goes in, no? If there is any sign of violence, we can know. I mean, nobody want to go there and get a pass, eh? Nobody want to get in and get caught. Correct, no? So everyone go there because why? They want to get their pass and go off, you see. But don't know, some of them they are asked to go in.
Yeah. How was the pass issued? Was it on a piece of paper?
No, it's on the just a block of sort of wood, like, you know. And they stamp it there. You stamp it on the, you just put, you know, the pit, you know, the stamp pad there, and you just chop it on the shoulder there or back here on the shirt. No? So that shirt you don't really wash it. You wash it means you've got no more pass to you to go around.
Did they issue paper?
No.
You said that you were there for 2 days.
2 days and that, then we waited there until time comes in. Then we line up because the lining is so much that we have to wait, you know. By turn and then you rush in, you know. You want to go out all the time. You say, oh, go in and sit down, relax, you see. Don't know, you see, by the time you know, keep on piling up. You know? Then the soldiers, you know, the officers, they go for lunch, they have to wait. They got to eat, they have to wait again. Especially in the evening and night, they can't go out.
So during that 2 days, did you have anything to eat?
They are selling outside, the fans, they are selling. Those people, they are selling things.
Who are the people?
Oh, Malay boys and all this, they sell things. They used to sell things.
So the Japanese allow them?
Yeah, it's alright, it's okay.
What about places to sleep? Did you have a place to sleep?
In the school there, you can go in the school. Okay. It's alright. School there, it's okay.
So after you receive your pass, you were asked to leave the place?
No, the moment when you get your pass means you're out already. The gate is open for you to go out or you can go out already, or else you can't go out.
So what? How did you feel after this incident?
No, we didn't know about that, you see, that is different and darling. We didn't know what is going to happen to us. So you see, the moment we get our pass, we're so happy that we can travel everywhere. That's all. We didn't know that they are interrogating something else, somebody else, they are, you know, arresting somebody else. Some, you know, people which they don't agree with them, maybe. But usually below 12 years old, below 15 years old, they always let them go off.
At that time,
the chances are better.
At that time, did you all know about the Japanese attitudes towards the Chinese in particular?
No, don't know. We didn't know that.
So after that incident where you had to get your pass, did any such similar kind of incidents occur again?
No. I think I went to work already. After school, I went to work. Normal. To me, it's normal. Because we work in these all the three forces, like the Army, the Air Force, and the Navy. You see, we are all very considered as very important really to them. So they don't bother us anymore. Because we are working for them, it's alright.
After you get the pass, you went to report back to Rangoon.
That's right. Then you go and learn Romanized Nippongo, they call it. After that, I found out it is alright, then I went back to Queen Street Japanese school. Then I take up another 1 year.
When you report back to Rangoon Road, were there many other people reporting to the school also?
Yes, all of them the same.
All the
ex-students all went up to school, went back. They went back to school and they learned with us the same. And we do the gardening, you know. And usually they would give us, you know, vegetable soup. Vegetable soup, you know what? Vegetable soup they give us, you know what? The tapioca leaves, and then they boil it down, and they give it to you to drink. They call vegetable soup, and put a bit of salt, and that's all. During the time, the Japanese time.
That was at Rangoon Road.
Nah, that time they give us soup. You see, they give us Japanese soup. They call it the Japanese the vegetable soup.
Can you tell us how did you report back to school?
No, the moment they appeared the paper that you see, you can call, go back to your school and inquire regarding your education. So I went back to the school, to my school, my own class, and I found out to be my teacher is there. So they say, all right, you can start again, continue, Romanize, Nipongo, we learn. The books all they come, and immediately they got the books already. They printed the books, everything, and let us have it. The teacher also learned the same like we all. The teachers, they learn same. What we learn, and he learns the same.
When you went back, were the staff all the same people, the principal?
Yes, all the same, all the same.
No changes.
No changes at all.
All of them were there.
Yeah, all of them. And we have to learn Nipongo, that's all. After that 1 year, I found out, they say it's no more, you cannot go anymore. The only way you can go and get a higher study to another Japanese school. So I went at the Queen Street, I enrolled myself at Queen Street. There, real Japanese teacher. There I got first year, second year, I think, first year, second year. Down there, I studied only 6 months. Then I go there and I start to learn. I got through. There I learned, I know the Japanese language. Then I go and work. Then they understand what I talk.
When you went back and you said you had to go back to the same class, standard 5?
Yeah, that's right. No, they call it the Nipongo now, normal standard 5, it's 6. You can promote yourself, say 6 or 7. But anyhow, my living certificate, I think 7, I think. When I left there, 7.
Were your classmates the same people as before? Or were
they
changes?
All the same. Same people.
Same people, same class.
Yeah. Okay. All the same. Only thing the teachers only same, only they learn the same book as what we learn.
What kind of subjects were taught now?
They only teach you the katakana, hiragana. After that, they teach you the language, how to talk, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And gradually, they push up to the book. They got a book and we study too.
Was it mainly conversational Japanese?
Romanized, all in Romanized, English. You know, you just put, good morning, and then you put in Japanese language, but in English writing,
Did they teach you to read and write?
Yes, yes, to follow up.
Any other subjects like Japanese culture,
No, nothing, only this.
Only language.
Language only, first.
You mentioned that they had the books already.
Ready for you all. That's the best part of it.
Do you know where did they get these books from?
Don't know, I didn't want to understand it. Straight away they can know, you can get it.
It's a real textbook.
Real textbook. You can get it. They distribute it.
Did you have to pay for that?
Yeah, we have to pay for it.
What about school fees? Did you still have?
Yeah, we have to pay full fees. School fees. Just the same like normal. Go to school like that. But we learn Japanese language only.
What about school hours?
Same. Morning to afternoon to 1 o'clock.
8?
8 to 1. Same. There's nothing else difference. But they're well organized actually.
8 to 1, and you just studied the Japanese language.
Japanese language only, that's all.
In between, did you have to do? You mentioned gardening.
Gardening, yes, physical training. Oh yeah, the same. Everything the same. Only thing, the Japanese language, and singing also. The Japanese sing song, sing their songs and all that. That's all.
The physical training. What kind of physical training do they give?
It's just exercise. That's all.